with Cliff. You have obviously had the background with him as a player from drafting him in 03. Since he's become a head coach, what is the dynamic or interaction with him been like?
Yeah, good. Good. Yeah, Cliff's always great to work with.
Have you kept connected with him, say, from when he left as a player through his like coaching career? Like,
yeah, occasionally, yeah. And it's, obviously, he had some players that we were interested in, so yeah, we stayed in touch.
How would you describe his coaching style?
Aggressive. Yeah, see again through quarterback's eyes.
See much of any marks of what he maybe learned here or did here when you watch it that stands out to you or hard to say?
I can't remember what we did when he was here. But I mean, he has a good offensive program system. Saw that in college. You know, had a lot of explosive plays and players at Tech. And they're explosive at Arizona and have been since he's been there. Aggressive on fourth down, aggressive in the kicking game, aggressive on defense. So, I mean, their whole style is pretty aggressive, yeah. But offensively, they run it, they throw it, get the ball outside, get the ball down the field. Quarterback's athletic, so they got a good attack.
QB with Croatia in the World Cup?
Nil-nil.
Extra time right now. Yeah.
All right, keep you posted. Yeah. Yeah, keeping our fingers crossed. Tough matchup.
Coach, I know you have, your team to worry about, but you have some ties to Holy Cross, and I'm just curious if you've followed their run to the postseason or what your interactions have been like with Coach Chesney.
Yeah, Coach Chesney's a great, good friend. Really have a lot of respect for the job he's done with their program. He visited here in training camp and, stay in touch with him. Obviously, with Amanda there, they're, they have a good connection there. But, wish him the best. They play tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. So, pulling for the Crusaders. Big opportunity, big game for him, Coach has done a great job there. Beating a lot of good teams that, 4 years in a row, won at a conference, whatever it is. So, yeah, done a great job.
Well, when he's been here, have you talked coaching with him or just kind of football in general?
I've talked to him. We've talked frequently, I've talked on the phone, talked in person, a variety of things. So, ton of respect for him, job he's done. Some of the staff was here, so he obviously runs a great program.
Any thoughts about the other game tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a big one. Yeah. So we're slightly favored. Our quarterback's healthy?
Fine.
Yeah, all right, good.
But we're in Central Florida.
Yeah, that'd be a big one.
You mentioned Arizona's kicking game. I was curious, Andy Lee's been in the league, I think, longer than any player except for Tom Brady. As long as he's been doing it, how much respect do you have for a guy like that? I mean, the craftsmanship that goes into his role and whatnot.
Yeah, very good. He's a very good directional punter. They have good special team players. I think that's one thing you really notice about Cliff since he's been there, that they've improved their depth and performance in the kicking game. Coach Rogers does a good job. They're very aggressive. They block well in the return game, probably as good as anybody we've seen all year, to be honest with you. And between Dortch and Cooper, who was returning for them, they've had production in the return game. They cover well. They're aggressive. Banjo, Washington, Garlic, and those guys. I mean, they cover well. Specialists are good, but yeah, Lee's very good directional punter. Operates pretty quickly. He's a hard guy to. He does a good job. He helps their coverage out, and they cover well. That's a good solid unit. One of the better ones we played.
Thank you.
Bill, throughout the course of your career, how much extra pressure is there coming off a loss compared to coming off a win?
I don't know. Let's try to play your best every week. Day after the game, put that game behind you and move on to the next team. I don't know what else you do.
How has Jonathan Jones handled some extra responsibilities this year and moving to the outside? I obviously saw a lot of digs last week.
He's been great. Yeah. He's played out there from time to time before, especially when we've matched up. But, yeah, I mean, he's been great, you know, play for us in the kicking game. A couple phases in there from time to time, depending on what the roles are that week. But we've had pretty good depth inside with, Miles and just overall, with JC not being here, looked like that was our best combination, with Mills and John. And then, Jalen's been out here a little bit, and, Jack's played really for us all year. Marcus has worked his way in there for some playing time as well. So, John's been, a good communicator. We've been a solid guy for us on both defense and in the kicking game.
Is he one of those leadership guys too? I mean, he obviously has the Super Bowl experience. Is he one of the guys that you?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, because John does everything right all the time. Works hard, trains hard, always in good condition. Takes care of himself. He's a tough kid. I mean, he's out there. Obviously, he suffered the injury last year, but that was, everything he can do to be out there and compete and be ready to go. He always wants to compete, go up against whoever the best, toughest situation, toughest matchup is. That kind of leadership, communication, being ready to go every day, every play, practice, special teams, defense. Yeah, that stuff's really valuable. It's not all about, who yells the loudest. It's about going out there and being really tough, smart, and dependable, and he's all of those.
Last week, Ramondre played, I think, almost every snap in the game, and just from the outside looking in, thought was like, that's a lot.
We didn't have the ball very much in the first half, 20 some play, I don't know, whatever it was. So, yeah. Well, look, we'll manage the game the best we can with all our players. If somebody's not playing much, then somebody else is playing a lot. If somebody's playing a lot, then somebody else isn't playing much. But it's offense, defense, or a certain player, a certain position, or, whatever it is. So that's always going to fluctuate a little bit from game to game, but we'll try to manage it throughout the game with whoever that involves. It could be, again, a side of the ball or a certain position or a certain guy.
Stood out to me maybe just because of the specific position and I don't know if it's fair to say that position takes more of a.
Part of the conversation is the total number of plays. Right? 100% of nothing, still nothing.
Do you consider how he plays too when it comes to his management? Obviously, he's very physical.
We consider everything that is relevant. So. There's no set formula, but guy breaks all a 60-yard run, and that's different than a 2-yard run. So, whatever. So it could vary on what the role, the responsibility is, how the game's going, what's happened in the game. Again, not specific to him. Talk about any player. That could definitely be a factor. What the player's role is in the kicking game. Which Ramondre doesn't have a big one there because of his role on offense, but some other players do, and those are things you just got to keep an eye on too. But yeah, there's no formula for it. This guy's got to play as many plays and pitch count, and you got to take him out after he throws 73 pitches. That's not that.
Bill, yesterday Vance Joseph described your offense as looking like a defensive guy is calling it. Not asking you to speak for him, but. Do you agree with the premise that an offense can operate, as he described it, like a defensive coach would want, prioritizing time of possession and avoiding turnovers, more conservative style?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever he said, so. Great, ask him about it.
Do you see any common themes with perhaps defensive head coaches with defensive backgrounds favoring that style offensively, more conservative attack?
I can't think of any offensive coach that I have ever talked to that has been a favorite of turning the ball over. So, start with that. And every coach who's involved in offense is always in favor of scoring points. So, score points, don't turn the ball over. I mean, that's a good place to start. Then there's a lot of things that come after that. In the end, I mean, I doubt if you could tell me what the record of time possession is this year in the league. Right?
I mean, I wouldn't prioritize.
No. Well, I'm just saying, like, you wouldn't be able to tell me, like, you know, these teams had X time possession. They won, they lost. You know, that's not really a turnovers, points. Those are two at the top of the list.
Hunter Thedford, I'm just curious about him, just from a standpoint of you know, been managing the offensive tackle. I mean, how's he doing in this practice squad? And would he be close to possibly being able to help you at a spot that has been a little bit of?
Yeah, we'll see. Let's take it day by day. He hasn't been here very long. Might be a lot to ask, but. Yeah.
How's the reintegration process been for McDermott since he's been back?
Good. Yeah, you know, Connor's, and that's a whole different situation. He's played in the league. He's played in this division and had a good training camp with us. You know, we had a really good experience with him from when we drafted him all the way to the last cut. And you know, we're hoping to get him back on the practice squad, but he got claimed. And so it's kind of been a long, winding road here. But he picked up things quickly. I mean, he's a smart kid. He picked up things quickly. And a lot of familiarity, again, with teams in the division that, you know, we played and that kind of thing. So that's all, you know, played pretty favorably. But, yeah, he's picked up things well. It's about as good as you could expect for a player coming in, you know, like this. I mean, I don't know, maybe Mayfield, but, you know, it's still good, pretty good.
I got some bad news for you.
Oh. 1-0.
Neymar extra time. Brazil won.
Fifth minute.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Way to end it. Yeah. Final question. Got to give the update.
All right. Okay. Thank you.